When Tom Adams became director of Utah's Office of Outdoor Recreation, he had just come off a 25-year stint working as the North America sales director for Pitzel America.
If I didn't fully believe in Utah and our ability to become greater in this industry, I wouldn't have left the private sector to run this office, so I'm pretty thrilled to be here.
Now Adams works directly with outdoor retailers and organizers of two industry shows in Utah, one in the winter and another, their largest, in the summer. Outdoor recreation companies come from all over the country to Salt Lake City, where they promote and introduce their products.
The trade show folks, they're running a business and they want to have the best show possible. And the people that are coming to the show also want to have a successful, productive show.
Opposition by Utah's congressional delegation to Bears Ears National Monument has some outdoor retailers questioning Utah policymakers' commitment to public lands and access to those lands. During the industry's most recent show in January, there were verbal and written concerns by some of those retailers that Utah's governor and the majority of state lawmakers are not supporting policy to protect public lands, which could have an impact on protecting public lands, but also on their business.
The initial conversation started around, hey, as an industry, we should, potentially look at moving the show. And I think the conversation has changed a little bit to, we don't necessarily need to move the show as much. That might not be the main focal point, but we do need to protect federal lands and make sure they're open to everybody.
67% of the lands that make up Utah are public lands. Those lands are key to tourism in the state. And, says Adams, his office cannot deny the benefits of having a retailer show in Utah. It brings in $40 million twice a year.
Everyone that's ever pretty much come to Utah for the trade show comes here because it's logistically superior, but they can go do outdoor recreation activities within minutes, right? This current debate has definitely brought Bears Ears to the surface, but I think what we can't forget are all the other wonderful amenities that we've managed really well with our federal partners and our state partners to kind of make Utah the best place to be.
Moving the conversation and not the show led to an industry-wide ad and letter-writing campaign involving REI, North Face, Patagonia, and the 1,200-member Outdoor Industry Association. Letters have been sent to the congressional committees and ads have run in the Washington Post calling for Congress to consider funding to help maintain existing federal land facilities. Amy Roberts is the association's executive director, and she says members of the Utah delegation serve on committees that help fund public land management. They're in a good position, she says, to show leadership.
And what we really want them to hear is just the economic value of our industry, but also to know that, as different land management decisions are made, we're committed to working with the Utah delegation through the legislative process when possible. But sometimes our opinion and the Utah delegation's opinion may diverge, and those are the points that we really want to raise through this letter.
The national ad campaign does emphasize the industry's economic contributions and, says Adams, it helps explain why outdoor recreation in the U.S. should be a priority. But at what cost to Utah communities?
It's sticky, but it's sticky in the fact, especially in our state, because we've had two monuments declared. The gateway communities and our local voice, doesn't truly seem to be heard in these decisions. And, we're in a position where a lot of these communities completely have to change their way of living because how they might have been using the land or plan to use some of the land is now completely changed. So I think anybody can appreciate that being uprooted and, kind of out of the blue, trying to figure out what to do is a challenge.
For now, Adams is preparing to meet with Utah lawmakers during the upcoming Utah legislative session to secure more than $1 million in industrial assistance funds needed to pay for the tents that will be used during the 2017 Outdoor Retailer Summer Market. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.